AP News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The Nobel Peace Prize has been announced, and it's a woman who is jailed in Iran.
Narges Mohammadi, for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran and her fight to promote human rights and freedom for all.
In Washington, Donald Trump loyalist Jim Jordan, an Ohio congressman who heads the House Judiciary Committee, has been endorsed by the former president. Wednesday, Jordan said he's the best person to represent the conservative viewpoint in Congress.
My politics are entirely consistent with where conservatives and Republicans are.
The former president's lawyers are asking that his prosecution be dismissed in the Washington trial surrounding efforts to overthrow the 2020 election results. Here's our Jennifer King.
The motion before U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan argues that former President Trump is immune from prosecution for actions his lawyers say were taken in his official role as president, such as meeting with Justice Department officials and tweeting about Mike Pence's role in the certification. The motion suggests that in his failed bid to remain in office, prosecutors can't argue that, quote, Trump's efforts to ensure election integrity and to advocate for the same were outside the scope of his duties, unquote.
The Biden administration's announced it's going to resume deporting migrants to Venezuela, the flip side of expanding a legal pathway. A heartbreaking day in a New York courtroom as three people were charged with murder in the fentanyl poisoning of a toddler.
Ella ni siquiera se tomó el momento para llamar a la policía.
She didn't even take a moment to call the police.
Father Otoniel Feliz, through a translator on WABC, says he feels betrayed. As Ukraine buries its dead from a Russian missile strike that killed 51 people in Kharkiv, European Union leaders are deciding how they'll bring Ukraine into the 27-nation bloc. This is AP News. After bashing Taiwan, a typhoon is now heading toward China.
Typhoon Kwanwu is weakening as it heads west across the South China Sea towards China's Guangdong province. The China Meteorological Administration forecasts it will turn to the southwest in waters off the coast by Sunday. Ferry services have been suspended in parts of Guangdong province, and the city of Guangzhou cancelled some flights and trains. One person was killed by flying glass on Thursday in the Taiwanese city of Taichung. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, say that dolphins and seals living in U.S. waters are facing major threats from warming ocean temperatures and decreasing sea ice. They may suffer from a loss of habitat and a lack of food. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.